I'm Sharon Betters, and this is the Daily Treasure Podcast produced by Mark Inc. Ministries. And I'm so glad that you are joining us for our journey to Easter with the women of the resurrection. Today's devotional is called What Drew Women to Jesus? Today's treasure is from Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is no male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Why did women follow Jesus, especially when to do so became increasingly dangerous? Jesus' full acceptance of women as persons, equal to men, demonstrated how much he valued their presence, friendship, physical and financial support, prayers, and life-transforming stories. All four Gospels tell us that women stood near the cross and many unnamed women stood at a distance. Women who ministered to Jesus are mentioned in Matthew 27, verses 55 through 56. There were also many women there, looking on from a distance, who had followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him, among whom were Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee. There were women who followed Jesus, as we read in Mark 15, verses 40 through 41. There were also women looking on from a distance, among whom were Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James the younger, and Joseph, and Salome. When he was in Galilee, they followed him, and ministered to him, and there were also many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem. Women who mourned and lamented as Jesus was tortured, unjustly convicted, nailed to the cross, and died were also there. And there followed him a great multitude of the people and of women who were mourning and lamenting for him, Luke 23, 27. And women stood at the foot of the cross. But standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene, John 19, 25. Whether male or female, being identified as Jesus' disciples carried great danger, yet these women stayed. Only one man stayed close to the cross, John, the one whom Jesus loved, as we read in John 13, 23. Why did the women stay? Throughout all four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we see specific examples of Jesus' tender treatment of women. We cannot overemphasize Jesus' countercultural treatment of women. We must understand that just speaking to a woman publicly was frowned upon. Yet Jesus regularly spoke life into women, to all kinds of women. Dismay filled the disciples when Jesus talked to the Samaritan woman at the well, as we read in John 4:27. Just then his disciples came back. They marveled that he was talking with a woman. But no one said, "What do you seek?" or "Why are you talking with her?" Jesus' treatment rebuked the male accusers of the woman called an adultery. In contrast, he spoke tenderly to her, as we read in John 8, verses 10 through 11. Jesus stood up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" And she said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, sin no more." Jesus spoke compassionately to the widow of Nain. In Luke 7, verses 11 through 13, we read her story. Soon afterward, he went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a great crowd went with him. As he drew near to the gate of the town, behold, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a considerable crowd from the town was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." Jesus healed rather than rebuked the woman with a bleeding disorder. Jesus turned and seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well." And instantly the woman was made well. And we read about her story in Matthew, Luke, and Mark. Jesus did not ignore a woman who called to him from a crowd, as we read in Luke 11, verses 27 through 28. As he said these things, a woman in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the woman that bore you and the breast at which you nursed." But he said, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God, keep it." Jesus initiated the conversation with a woman bent over for 18 years and also healed her on the Sabbath, as we read in Luke 13, verses 10 through 13. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman who had had a disabling spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not fully straighten herself. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said to her, "Woman, you are freed from your disability." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and she glorified God. Each of these women experienced life transformation when they met Jesus. Though he had not yet died on the cross and risen from the dead, Jesus gave each one a taste of the resurrection power that was to come. He called them from darkness into the light of his love. Jesus physically healed many of the women. He did not identify them through the grit of their past sins, but instead covered them with lavish love and acceptance. Nothing would keep them from staying with him to his very last breath. They simply loved him and refused to let him die alone. Were they in the crowd watching the crucifixion? I believe they were. Oh, dear sister, where has Jesus' light entered the darkness of your soul? Have you experienced his resurrection power in your salvation? If so, my friend, there is no greater gift. But Jesus' victory over death means resurrection power is available to each of his children every minute of every day. Ponder this incredible truth as you go about your day on your way to Easter. Ponder it through the grid of these uncertain days and how you can reflect resurrection power to those in need. Write in your journal this question: where have I experienced resurrection power? And where does the Lord want me to experience it today? Oh, Father, your love for each of your children, demonstrated by the giving of your only Son so that we can experience eternal life, overwhelms us. May we walk today recognizing we are covered with your love and resurrection power. Hey friends, thanks so much for joining us for our devotional today. It is such a gift to consider how many are linking arms across the world and just for a few minutes stepping into the Word, letting God's Word wash over our souls, and especially in the next few weeks through the lives of the women of the resurrection. I hope that you will consider helping us continue to offer daily treasure free of charge. You can do that by giving a gift of any size when you go to helpandhopenow.org. And when you give a gift of $50 or more, we are going to donate a copy of Treasures in Darkness to a local funeral home or to a bereaved family as a means of offering biblical encouragement in some of the darkest days that a person can experience. And so your gift will be giving twice. Thanks so much for joining us, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow.